Hello, you have tuned into ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, investment ideas, and market trends. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. As investors lap up stocks from defensive sectors like IT, pharma, and FMCG besides metals in a choppy market, financials seem to be losing their charm. Investors fear the second wave of COVID may worsen the outlook for banks. Bank Nifty lost 4% in value terms last week and is down over 9% on a monthly basis. Metals, on the other hand, continue to mint money for investors. In today's special podcast with independent market expert Rajiv Nagpal, we dig deeper on the outlook for banking stocks amid COVID 2.0. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nagpal.
Why have financials taken a backseat in the last few weeks? Is it because of the increasing focus on cyclicals like steel and other metals?
No, Nikhil, I don't think so. Financials have taken backseat because of something else coming into, focus area, which is steel, as you mentioned. I think it's more to do with the financial itself. If you look at last year, when the COVID happened, the worst hit sector was financial, and it ought to be. I mean, look at the way financial works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the lockdowns are going to become once again, we're going to see lockdowns. Already we are seeing many lockdowns, but if you're going to see any sort of lockdown which hits the economy, what happens? The probability of bank recovering the money which they have already lent, which is like the possibility of NP increasing, moves up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy who's supposed to give them back money is not earning, how will he give them back money? Second is, they require more capital.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment there is the money gets stuck in more NPAs, you require more capital because of regulatory reason. Secondly, also because you need to grow, so you require constant flow of capital. I mean, financials, capital is the raw material.
Right.
So your raw material has got stuck in the machine. Now, in order to push that thing, you need further raw material. So if capital is required and the business is under stress, I mean, on face of it, then obviously when you raise capital, you have to dilute more. Right? And then the third and the worst part of it is that if there is a problem, then whom do you give credit? I mean, if you look at the last 4 or 5 quarters, the problem more than anything else is not anything else. It is credit offtake. Before COVID, after COVID, some numbers and retails have shown up some improvement. But if you look at the credit offtake, it has been very slow. So financials are the ones, if there is a reemergence of COVID, if there is a lockdown, if there is, mini lockdowns, if the economic activity comes down.
Mm-hmm.
So all the spheres of the financials get impacted, both what is NPA, possibility of NPA increasing, and the credit offtake coming down. So that is the reason, probably, if you look at it, that last few weeks, before even this COVID surge became apparent, they had started to underperform. The best of the banks did not move up. I mean, they are still far away, not very far away, but they're down from their 52-week highs, which they had touched in early part of this year. And another thing, if you look at it, in case of financials, the real surge started coming probably towards the end of the year, last year, 2020. If you look at the charts, you will see that probably towards the October, that was the phase when we saw sharp recovery in financials. For two reasons. One, the higher risk money came into India, and that point of time when you saw FPIs coming with ton load of money, that was one time when they took higher risk bet. So that part of, money is already there. So in any case, if you look at the whole last 12 months period, the recovery in financials started very late, and the hit came first. And this logically should have been the structure of how the things are moving on.
Mm.
And it is not because of there is no dearth of money that there is an X amount of money because banking it's not going to banking, but it's going to go to steel. So it's an absolute basic reason why financials have their own set of problems, which there is a risk that it might increase further in couple coming weeks. So that is the reason financials are not doing well.
So you spoke about what is the impact of the second wave of COVID on the, can you elaborate a bit more on how it is going to impact the balance sheet of major banks? One theory which is doing the rounds in the market is that the big banks are becoming bigger and better because of COVID. So is it true? Is it happening?
See, we'll have to bifurcate the banking into two parts. One is when I say is one is the ownership part, which is the PSU and the private. Second is on the basis of your loan book.
Right.
Now, let us come to the ownership part. If you look at the amount of capital which some of the private banks have raised in the last 1 year, it is phenomenal. I mean, like, look at the provisions which they had made. If you look at the difference between the gross performer provisions which were there because of the Supreme Court ruling and the real, gross NPAs, the picture becomes clear. I mean, a large number of private sector banks have been aggressive in, recognizing the problem area and making provisions for it. Now, coming to this, they are getting bigger for two reasons. One is because some of the smaller banks, are very shy of taking the risk because of the balance sheet size. Because they're not very sure that if tomorrow, there is another surge in NPA, would they be able to raise the capital at the valuation which they want to raise? The question is not of raising the absolute capital. The question is that what valuation you are able to raise the capital. So, while there is some meat to the fact that, the bigger banks are becoming bigger, but I think to some extent some consolidation is also into this thing. Reason is the reason why this is happening. Coming to the lending part of the book, see, the banks which were into retail, because still pre-COVID levels, the retail lending was moving very sharply. And it was a safe place to go. So some of the retail books expanded very fast. Even the post-NBFC crisis, a part of the NBFC business came into the private sector bank. They were more aggressive in taking that part of the business. So there is some truth to what you are saying, that bigger. But it's a process which will continue or not is an issue. And one has to see how post-COVID this thing emerge, how stronger, PSU banks are going through consolidation process. There will be a further consolidation. So let's see what emerges out of the final size of the balance sheet of 4 or 5 PSU banks which are left, finally after all the restructuring is done. But surely, I take your point that banks are going to become, and actually this is how it should have happened. Why did we have so many PSU banks? Look at the number of banks. Look at the, everybody focused on this. And banking is about the strength of the balance sheet. The bigger the size of your balance sheet, you're able to, raise money cheaply. You're able to have better deals for yourself. You're able to kind of have more revenue from the same customer. I mean, you can have different parts of the banks, which, probably a good investment bank is part of the, a large commercial bank. All those things, the bigger the better. Till the time the risk is maintained. Sometime bigger the better became bad word in 2008. But we haven't still reached that size where we can say bigger the bad. But yes, this trend is likely to continue. But final pictures between the side between private and PSU will become clear only once the merger and of all the PSU banks and everything becomes clear.
Sir, abhi jo market mein hawa hai, uske hisab se, how does the risk reward ratio looks like to you if I want to bet on bank?
See, Nikhil, abhi 4 din niche ghat jayega, wo to nobody can say, let's say, as we speak, there were some reports saying that there will be a complete lockdown in Maharashtra. If that was to happen, the report said that it's going to be for 8 days, but I'm sure once this happens, it is never for a short 8 days period. It will get prolonged. उसके चलते तो then you can see, there could be a sharp correction in it. Because from the October level, we are sitting at decent gains. And the other reason is that some of the banking stocks in the PSU space had gained weight because there was a feeling that some of them are going to privatize. So there was an element of that trade, the hope trade that this is the one which is going to get privatized. That's also there. So in short term, I think there's a high probability scenario that we might see more correction in the financials, including banks, which includes both private and PSU banks. So that risk is there. But risk reward, from a trader's perspective is very different, but from an investor's perspective needs to be very different. You see, if a correction gives you an opportunity to buy HDFC bank for your investment portfolio, why you should leave it? I find no reason for any correction, a decent correction in that kind of a stock. To be used for your investment purposes. So risk reward depends on what bank we are talking. I mean, see, bank again is a very broad generic word. Bank is a very specific animal. I mean, even in the private sector bank, if you look at it, look at the kind of differential in the price money and multiple which a ICICI gets or an HDFC gets, you know, and it has been there for years. So it's, when we talk of sector, to in my understanding, a sector is one thing, but it all depends on the particular company and the management and how well it is run.
So coming back to the point you raised about PSU banks, are they more vulnerable, you know, because of this the new wave of COVID? Despite the fact that, you know, there is news about privatization and the bank recapitalization program and all of that.
No, I think surprisingly, see, to understand PSU bank, we'll have to go back to 2014. Post 2014, there was a cleanup. Jitna kuda karkat sabne carpet ke andar chupa rakha tha, wo sab bahar nikalo ki exercise chalu. Now, that exercise continued for a very long period of time. Surprisingly, if you look at the quality of the asset, which is the India's largest PSU bank, which is the SBI, had they also raised capital, but the requirement of the capital was much lesser than as compared to some of the other banks. You know, now there are two ways to look at it. One, some people say that look, this bank has not raised the capital, and how will it increase its loan book and everything. The other way to look at that, it had put its house in order in last 4 years, and the requirement of the fresh capital is low. So it can probably stagger its, you know, capital raising and over a period of time and see. And a large number of PSU banks, at least in this COVID crisis, have performed as far as the NPA front is concerned, were far better. And there was a reason, because they were less exposed to the retail sector. And it is retail sector which brought in a lot of problems for the private sector, this thing. Coming back to your point with the PSU banks, I think there is a case that they might outperform in terms of falling less, you know, and recovering faster as compared to what had happened in last 4 or 5, 6 years. See, 4, 5, 6 years, it was a trade go short PSU bank. Abhi wo nahi chalega. I don't think so. I doubt if that can that close your eyes and go short while a trade abhi PSU bank mein. You have to be very cautious. You never know when you are going to be caught in wrong foot. Agar bhi aap short position le lo. I'm not talking about probably 1 or 2 weeks, because that I think there's a likelihood of pressure. But absolutely, absolute underperformer wali sthiti to mujhe nahi lagti hai as far as the PSU banking space is concerned. Because they have gone through the pain for last five, 6 years. They've gone through consolidation. See, when the merger happened, some of the dust which was still under the carpet came actually out when the merger and the consolidation happened. So, uska baad ka bhi time bhi jo nikal gaya. Abhi that period has still not come where we have seen the cost efficiency of the bank playing out. Unfortunately, this crisis happened and we could not see that. But I think that over a longer term, that's going to play a huge role as far as some of the PSU banks are concerned. But larger the balance sheet size, the better it is for the bank. So probably 2 or 3, 4 PSU banks are the ones which one can look at.
Thank you, Mr. Nagpal. That's all in today's special podcast. But keep checking this space for more such interesting content. Goodbye.